At 8:23, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Dallas County has received federal approval to house immigrant children separated from their parents who entered the country illegally. County Judge Clay Jenkins yesterday tweeted the next step is to identify locations for the children. He said camps, retreats, and centers with dorms, dining halls, and space to play would be ideal. Federal officials would need to consider and select sites. Immigrant children are being separated from their parents and detained under the Trump administration's so-called zero-tolerance policy. At least 2,000 children have been separated from their parents under that policy since April. The policy has ignited widespread protests, including one at Dallas City Hall last week. Dallas County offered to house as many as 2,000 unaccompanied immigrant children in 2014, but that plan ultimately didn't happen. New figures from the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas show the Dallas-Fort Worth economy expanding. There was a net growth of nearly 55,000 jobs during the first 5 months of 2018. Anil Kumar is an economist with the Dallas Fed.
The Texas economy is expanding at a solid pace. The Texas Business Outlook surveys indicate that economic activity accelerated in May, with most key indexes hitting multi-year highs.
The study finds the Dallas-Fort Worth job market is expected to increase by 3.8% this month. Three of the four top finishers in this year's Scripps National Spelling Bee are from North Texas. They've not only spent untold hours studying words they'll likely never use, they've also received intense coaching, some from paid professionals. KERA's Bill Zeeble catches up with some local Spelling Bee winners and professional coaches.
Koinonia.
Koinonia, may I have the definition?
Intimate spiritual
communion. Koinonia is the last word Karthik Nemani spelled correctly on his way to winning this year's Scripps National Spelling Bee. The 14-year-old had already spelled hexiatas. It means the status of being an individual or a particular nature, specifically individuality. So what contributes to Karthik's hexiatas?
To be on like the top level, you have to really work hard, and it requires a lot of perseverance and focus.
Just weeks after his victory, Karthik sits on the living room couch in his parents' McKinney home. He's loved words most of his life. His mom says he was spelling words like iguana by age 2.5 and knew the whole alphabet by then. When it comes to competing in spelling bees, he learned about hard work the hard way.
I participated in other bees, and I didn't study as much as I did now, and I didn't perform all that well in other bees, so I realized I had to study more.
That meant learning 1,000 words an hour, 3,000 words every day. To get there, he got help from a seasoned pro, Grace Walters. She's 16. She was a top national speller in the private Christian school spelling circuit. She's retired now and coaches kids from her parents' home in Conroe.
I love to help. I guess teaching is my passion and service is what I live for. So I love to see these kids do well.
Karthik is thankful to Grace for helping him learn more words faster. He's also thanked GeoSpell of Plano for its help. They sell Spelling Bee study books. Vijay Reddy and wife Geeta Manku formed the business 3 years ago after their son Chetan Reddy made it to the National Spelling Bee Finals in 2013. Now 18, Chetan studies at the University of Texas at Dallas. He occasionally coaches Spelling Bee competitors. Mostly, though, he helps his parents improve the guidebooks they originally prepared for him.
I basically tested a lot of the software. I was the guinea pig, the first person to use all of the software that my mom created, and now they use it for other spellers.
Forget the software for a second. Before families of young spellers shell out anywhere from $40 to a couple $100 an hour for a coach, they get free help. These spellers' first coaches are their parents. Valerie Miller is with the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
That has been the long tradition and the most prevalent form of coaching that you would see in a spelling program. That has expanded to not only include the parents, but also teachers.
Miller says as competitors have gotten better, words tougher, and technology more sophisticated, so have coaches, who are typically former top-tier spelling bee participants.
These are kids who are entrepreneurials, and they have a potential audience out there. They take advantage of technology that is available now with Skype and FaceTime to reach across geographic boundaries in order to connect with kids who are wanting to get some tips on ways to better prepare.
Nasa Modi's first spelling bee tips came from her father, Nayan Modi.
You know, we make a plan, we strategize on, you know, on our weak areas. We focus on that more.
Nayan's 12-year-old daughter came in second at this year's National Spelling Bee. Nasa just wrapped up 7th grade in Frisco and one day wants to be a neurosurgeon. She's loved words and reading her whole life, having read all 7 Harry Potter books by 2nd grade. Dad coaches more than spelling. He helps with other questions, like how hard she studies for spelling bees.
Hours-wise, I feel like in the fall, on a weekday, maybe like 4 to 5. Okay, fine. 3 to 4. Like 3 to 4 hours.
After all those hours, coming in second, says Nasa, is tough.
When you don't win, you like instantly feel really disappointed and angry and frustrated, but like really, really sad. You can either take that anger in a bad way or a good way. You can either use it to knock yourself down or like pick yourself back up.
So coming back is a no-brainer.
Oh yeah, I'm going to try again, definitely.
As she enters 8th grade, Nasa has just one more shot at the National Bee. Then she says she'll join other top spellers and retire from competition to become yet another paid Spelling Bee coach. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
We're still under a 40% chance of rain through tomorrow. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies with a high around 86 in the forecast. That chance of rain continues through tonight. Overnight low around 74. Tomorrow's high around 90. It's 75 degrees in Dallas, 76 in Fort Worth at 8:30.